The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
We address those serious problems if we see that there needs to be fundamental change in the Northern Ireland Protocol, then there are also significant opportunities there. That businesses in Northern Ireland will be able to export to the European Union without the regulatory restrictions that are placed on all other businesses in Great Britain. It will also have access to the British market, the UK internal market, that other businesses in the European Union do not have access to. So we are uniquely positioned to take advantage of both the internal UK market, 50 million people, and the EU market, 450 million people. So we are in a unique position that gives us an opportunity that no one else has. And we need to look at ways to exploit that.
Now, that's the Progressive Unionist Party's councillor for East Belfast, Dr. John Kyle, speaking to the BBC last week. And he's the first unionist politician to speak out about the possible advantages of the Northern Ireland Protocol. So is unionism now split over this? And what is the feeling in the general public? Our reporter, Barry White, joins us now. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Now, one swallow does not make a summer, but is the stance of some unionists against the protocol now softening?
Well, Pat, it remains that most unionist politicians want the protocol scrapped entirely or significantly changed. The mechanism, as we know, was agreed in 2019 as a way to help prevent checks at the border between Northern Ireland and here, ultimately meaning there's no hard border between North and South. Now, it involves keeping Northern Ireland aligned with the EU single market for goods, but this in turn creates a new trade border with Great Britain, which some have referred to as a border in the Irish Sea. Now, some unionists have said this has undermined their place in the UK, and some businesses have experienced difficulties. Now, the DUP, UUP, the TUV and the PUP, all the unionist parties, have all voiced their opposition against the protocol to date. So Dr. John Kyle was a lone unionist voice when speaking of the advantages over the protocol. And in fact, his party, the PUP, have come out and distanced themselves from his comments. So is unionism and loyalism now split on their views on the Northern Ireland Protocol? Well, they are united in saying they want changes made to it, but I think some unionists are accepting now that in all likelihood the protocol cannot be scrapped. So I think they want significant changes, but some are now accepting that it won't be scrapped.
What's the feeling among unionists and loyalists on the street? You know, the non-nationalist general public, are they united in their opposition to the protocol?
Yeah, well, I think that remains to be seen. There has been a number of protests held across Northern Ireland. However, the numbers that turned out for these was small, to say the least. Now, the Orange Order also ran an anti-protocol declaration over the weekend. They opened 250 properties across the north, their Orange Halls, on Saturday to facilitate the signing of this petition. And the Orange Order estimates that tens of thousands of people have now signed it. Now, I went along to the Sandy Row Orange Hall in Belfast on Saturday. I spent well over an hour there. The petition was being signed by people on tables covered in union flags. Now, there certainly wasn't people queuing out the door to sign this when I was there. In fact, in the hour or so I spent there, I think only 7 people came into the hall to sign this petition. However, at the same time, the Orange Order have said that you can also sign it online. So that might be where the thousands of people they're claiming have signed it are coming from. Now, I did speak to these people who were signing it, and they told me that they feel that they are now losing their British identity because of the Northern Ireland Protocol.
Northern Ireland voted to get out of Europe, Brexit, but we're the only part of the United Kingdom that's still in Europe, in the single market. They promised us there'd be no border. Now we have a border in the Irish Sea.
I've been looking at the bullet points on the Orange Lodge website. There's 3 points of why people should sign this petition and why people should be against the Northern Ireland Protocol. Reading them, to me, this seems to be more about identity than it does about the economy. Would that be right?
It is identity, yes. We don't want to lose our Britishness, right? But we want to remain part of the United Kingdom. And that's plain and simple fact.
But how does a border down the Irish Sea make you less British than somebody in Manchester or Birmingham?
is separating us from the United Kingdom.
Takes away our Britishness.
Why is your identity so important to you?
Because I'm British. That's it. I'm British.
But there's people.
Want to be British, always want to be British.
There's people in Northern Ireland who still identify as Irish, even though Northern Ireland is part of the UK. But by being part of the UK doesn't stop you from identifying as Irish. So why does a border to the Irish Sea stop you from identifying as being British?
No, I will say I'm Northern Irish. I, as a person, I'm Northern Irish. I'm Northern Irish, I'm British.
But you can still be Northern Irish and British even if there's a border to the Irish Sea.
No, you can't.
I think it is diminishing our Britishness. I'm very proud to be British. And to me, it is taking a bit away. But right now, I can see no benefit whatsoever with this protocol.
So how does it take away from your British identity?
People in Manchester or Birmingham can get things which we can't get because, you know, this protocol, this Irish Sea border and everything else, you know. I want to be treated the same as somebody that lives in Glasgow, Birmingham, London. Simple as that. I've no interest in the Republic of Ireland or Europe whatsoever.
But in the long run, if the protocol could result in more money in your back pocket...
Listen, I'm happy pensioner and being totally selfish about the whole thing. I'm more... It's when I vote here, I vote unionist. I'm concerned more about the state of the union than I am about economics or anything. And that's my personal opinion. To me, the strength of the union is paramount.
Why does your Britishness mean so much to you then?
I don't. People down south might be proud to be Irish. It's up to themselves. I'm just proud to be British. I'm just proud. I don't see why I shouldn't be proud to be British.
But the Northern Ireland Protocol doesn't stop you from identifying as British.
It seems to. It does. We're not being treated the same as people who live in Glasgow, Birmingham, London. We're not being treated the same. It's chipping away at our Britishness.
Some voices from Sandy Rowe on Saturday. Now, Barry, people who are signing the petition, that's fair enough. But what about other people in Belfast? Are they against the protocol? Do they care?
It depends who you speak to. Pat, Belfast was really, really busy on Saturday. The city was packed with Christmas shoppers and people visiting the Christmas markets. Pubs and restaurants were packed. Most people I spoke to in Belfast city centre were more worried about the cost of things and not their identity. A lot of people told me that they have noticed the price of everything is going up, and they seem to be linking this to Brexit and the Northern Ireland Protocol. Now, I'm not so sure you can link the two, as inflation is currently happening across the world. It's happening everywhere. It's not just in Northern Ireland. However, some other people did tell me that they did also notice a lot of items missing from the shelves in their supermarkets. And these Christmas shoppers on the streets of Belfast gave me their views on the protocol.
The protocol will affect us, and it is affecting us because we are not getting stuff sent to Northern Ireland. Well, I do work in a school. I work in a special needs school in Jordanstown, and we cannot get some of the stuff in, some food in, and it's taking longer. So children and families will be suffering if we can't get the stuff in.
Does it have to be scrapped then?
I think so, yes. Definitely, yes. Because I don't even know why they went down that road anyway. It seemed to be that they sacrificed Northern Ireland for England to get what they wanted, but Northern Ireland was sacrificed.
Do you think Brexit's been actually really bad for Northern Ireland then?
I do, yes. Even though I voted to come out of it.
I don't care, and it hasn't changed my life any one way or the other. I just don't see any difference. I really don't know what all the fuss is about, apart from the constitutional aspect of it. You know, because I can understand maybe the unionist population thinking that their identity's been taken away from them. But to be honest, I don't think it is. What I have noticed, I think, since this Brexit has happened, some prices in the shops have gone up. You know, whereas maybe you would have got something for a pound, it's now maybe 1.20, 1.30. There is a bit of a difference there now. But apart from that, no difference at all.
We have found that shops aren't getting in what they need in, and the prices are all going up. And they're not getting their stock in, really. And just doing nothing to help us.
What sort of prices have you noticed go up? Like, what kind of goods?
Everything.
And then there's things that went up from £1 to £1.50. It's not just a couple of pence. It's 50p and 75p going on everything. So it is getting harder to live.
My son, he bought stuff last year, cost, say, 300 for garage he was doing. this year was up £200. Things like that are all not just household stuff, everything has gone up in price. So it has. But
so you think it's the Northern Ireland Protocol is to blame for that, is it?
Yes.
Barry, the funny thing is, statistics that were released yesterday actually show the Northern Ireland economy is currently doing quite well.
Yeah, Northern Ireland had the best economic performance across all of the UK regions since the lockdown was lifted. The North's economy grew by 1.08% in the third quarter of this year. And when you compare this to, say, a region like the West Midlands, where output is still down 10%, Northern Ireland is actually performing very well when compared to the rest of the regions in the UK. And separate statistics also show that the North was the only region in the UK with growing imports in the first half of this year. So up to now, the protocol has certainly not had a negative impact economically. In fact, the protocol seems to have offered Northern Ireland a degree of protection from Brexit damage.
Well, Barry, finally, we've seen some flashes of violence in recent months in the North. Could those staunchly against the Northern Ireland Protocol actually turn back to violence?
Well, loyalists have warned that there could be an escalation in anti-protocol linked violence in the run-up to Christmas. Earlier this month, the bus was burned out in Newton Ards in County Down in an attack the police blamed on the UVF. A second bus was burned in the Rathcoole area of Newton Abbey just days later. And loyalist sources have told me that continued frustration over the protocol could spark fresh violence or disruptive actions in the run-up to the festive season. And these men I spoke to at Sandy Row Orange Hall told me that tensions are high.
We are part of Great Britain. When the Queen makes her speech on Christmas Day every year, what does she say? Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Not United Kingdom. Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
How strongly do loyalists feel about this?
Very strong. It's going to come to a point, going to come to a breaking point. And the loyalists at the minute are peaceful, right? But it's going to come to a breaking point where they're going to get on the streets like 1974. The Ulster workers' strike, where they brought Northern Ireland and Ireland to a standstill by blocking the port, blocking the airport.
Do you mind me asking what age you are?
70.
Would you be prepared to go out as a 70-year-old on the streets and protest?
Yes. Peaceful protests don't work in this country. I'm going to give you an example. Over 100,000 people stood outside Belfast City Hall. Ulster says no. Didn't work. Thousands went to Drumcree to protest about a church service. Didn't work. The same thing happened at White Rock here. Peaceful protest, didn't work.
Again, it's a thing I don't agree with. But I can honestly see where the younger people are feeling that violence seems to be paying, whereas politics doesn't.
What happens if the Northern Ireland Protocol isn't scrapped then? Because this is basically what this petition is calling for it to be scrapped.
It is, yes. And I honestly think it will be changed. I can't see it being scrapped completely, but definitely changes are needed. Unless it'll end up in, I think it'll be trouble if it doesn't, if there's not big changes.
What do you mean by trouble?
Well, we've already seen flashes of violence. Again, the younger generation have seen naively that violence seems to be paying, so maybe they could look at it that way.
Some of the texts coming in, they're unwilling to support the protocol, even though it would be a concession to their nationalist neighbours. They have the same not-an-inch mentality. Another one from Mick, the people of Northern Ireland, both sides, would prefer to sacrifice their children's future for their outdated ideologies, so says Mick. Barry, thank you very much for that very, very interesting report.